2 weeks since I caught my husband cheating on me with a man, but a lot has happened within these 2 weeks, and so I figured I would give you a little update. First things first, I've learned through TikTok that I'm not the only one whose husband is cheating on me with a guy. For those of you who don't know, I posted a video of me camping out at this parking lot, waiting for my husband to come out of the store because I was convinced that he was in there with my nanny having the affair with her. And when my husband ended up walking out of the store, it wasn't with my nanny. To my surprise, it was with a dude I have never seen before, and they got in their truck together. Well, a few days go by, and all of a sudden I'm getting bombarded with notifications on social media, and apparently I'm trending on Twitter. That's when I see somebody's husband who owns the same vehicle as mine is also getting out of the backseat of the truck with a dude. And if there's one thing I know about the internet, it's that everybody wants to play detective, but nobody's really that great at playing detective because they'll take something and just pair it with something else and run with that. That being said, my husband is cheating on me with a dude, but the Gussie truck does not belong to my husband. Speaking of people just saying whatever they want to on the internet and people just running with it, I saw that people think that I post a lot of satire content, which I just want to know where you get that idea from, because I feel like the last time I posted satire content was back when I started this app and I posted that I was a mermaid and posted mermaid content in like 2019. Maybe it's because I decide not to post every single day of my life, but also I choose not to live a boring life, so I guess I just can't be relatable to some people. That being said, I'm really not trying to post controversial or problematic content as rage bait, especially now that I'm a mom. I'm just trying to document my life the way it is.